you haven't seen a fight until you've seen a bullfight. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate talk. Now, I'm not talking about one of those where, like, the guys are dressed funny with the big hats and they're waving the handkerchiefs around and the bulls are coming at them. No. I'm talking about bull versus bull. Huh, okay? Like, I'm talking about a real bullfight. Like, a bull fighting a bull. And I'm just going to tell you, like, look, it's no secret. I'm a little simple-minded. And so it doesn't take much to, you know, whoo-hoo, get me excited. Bullfights get me excited, okay? Now, I don't like it when they really fight because they can hurt each other. And, I mean, that's, you know, could be expensive and nobody likes expensive. But sometimes I just kind of tussle. And it's, I'm not going to lie, it's kind of fun to watch. They just kind of scrap a little bit, these boys. And, you know, boys will be boys and they kind of get after it. But if we're honest, in our lives, conflict comes, doesn't it? I mean, really. Sometimes somebody just kind of grates on your last nerve. Don't sit there behind your phone screen acting like this never happens to you. Sometimes people irritate you, or worse than that, sometimes people really make you mad. And in your mind, or sometimes people hurt you. Let's just be honest. And in your mind, what makes the most sense is to make them feel what they made you feel. But in the book of Romans chapter 12, Paul would say, that's not the way we operate in God's economy. It's not the way we do it. Because the truth of the matter is, we're, number one, he would write elsewhere to another group of people that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. So the person who offended you, the person who hurt you, they're not the real enemy. There's something bigger going on that you can't see, number one. Number two, if you get revenge, if you get payback, it's going to be short-lived. And what's the point of that? God can handle things a whole lot better than you. And the truth of the matter is, he understands what's really going on in that person's life, and you probably don't. Romans 12, Paul says this. He's writing and he says, when someone wrongs you, don't get them back. He says something, I'm just going to shoot straight with you and give you some tailgate common sense. Paul says something that sounds crazy. He says in Romans chapter 12, I'm going to double check, verse 21, I believe. Don't repay evil for evil, but repay evil with good. What are you talking about, Paul? Somebody does you wrong, bless them. What? Somebody hurts you, you look for a way to be a blessing in their life. Somebody does you wrong, you look for a way to be a blessing to them. Why? Because you sinned against God, and he sent his only son, Jesus, while you were still a sinner, to die for you, to be the ultimate blessing to you and to me. Why do we repay good for evil done to us? Because that's what our God did for us. And that's who we're pursuing and growing to be like more and more every day. That is the greatest testimony to a lost and dying world of who it is that we want them to know. So, can I encourage you today, if you've been wronged, maybe you're seething right now. That's like the most cultured word that I probably use today. Maybe you're seething right now over a wrong that's been done to you. Before you do anything, take it to God and ask him to work on your heart before you ever decide to work on somebody else. And just give him a chance to give you some guidance and wisdom about what it is you might be called of him to do for that person that wronged you. Listen, I love you, and I appreciate you for joining me today. It's going to be about a week until I come to you again. And so until then, I pray you have an incredible week, that you see God's hand move in your life in tremendous ways. Until then, hey, I love you, and I'll see you next time on a tailgate.